Leonard, are you in the shower?
I can't hear you. I'm in the shower.
I asked if you were in the shower, but that's moot now.
What?
Moot. Rendered unimportant by recent events.
I can't hear you. I'm in the shower.
I have to skip the chit-chat. Emergency.
What kind of emergency?
Mathematical. 32-ounce banana smoothie, 16-ounce bladder.
You might not want to do that.
Oh, I assure you I do.
Sheldon, I'm not alone in here.
What?
Hello, Sheldon.
What are you doing in there? She can't be in here.
We were in here first. You can't be in here.
According to the roommate agreement, paragraph 9, subsection B, the right to bathroom privacy is suspended in the event of force majeure. And believe me, I'm experiencing a very majeure force.
Come on, you can't wait 2 minutes.
Oh, Leonard, let the man be.
Penny. Penny. Penny.
What?
Move, move, move!
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
Dr. Leonard Hofstadter, you are officially charged with 2 violations of the roommate agreement. Do you waive reading of the charges?
Yeah, fine.
Hang on. No. My client does not waive reading of the charges.
Oh. Cool, I've got a lawyer. And I've seen her naked.
Proceed.
Very well. The first, on or about the 28th day of April, the accused did knowingly and with malice aforethought deny access to the shared bathroom in a time of emergency, to wit, my back teeth were floating. Count the second, the accused exceeded the agreed upon occupancy of the shower, to wit, 1, unless we are under attack by water-soluble aliens.
Can I see the roommate agreement?
It's fairly technical.
I think I can handle it.
Top of her class, Cambridge University. Licensed to practice law in 3 countries and your face.
Leonard looks pleased with himself.
All right. Based on a cursory reading, it doesn't look like you have much of a case, Sheldon.
Do so.
Oh, I'm afraid not. Section 7 here, on the right to enter the bathroom in emergency situations, is not specific as to what constitutes an emergency.
No, that's ridiculous. A bathroom emergency is self-explanatory.
Is it? If Leonard forgot to trim his nose hair, could he barge in while you were showering?
Irrelevant. Leonard doesn't trim his nose hair. He thinks because he's short, nobody can see up there.
Sheldon, the legal principle is ambiguity in a contract benefits the party that did not draft it. In this case, Leonard. So much for count 1.
But
there's no but, Sheldon. That's how the law works.
Schooled.
As for the shower capacity issue, I cite addendum J. When Sheldon showers second, any and all measures shall be taken to ensure an adequate supply of hot water. I believe this supersedes the occupancy issue.
Superseded.
Sheldon quietly seeds.
This isn't over.
No offense, but shower sex with you is now the second best thing that's happened today.
Greek food on pizza night? This is the most delightfully cruel thing we've done to Sheldon since we left that fake message from Stephen Hawking on his voicemail.
Seriously?
I wish to discuss your theories at black holes. Meet me at the Randy's Donut by the airport at 2 a.m.
Sheldon comes in.
What is that you're eating? Tonight is pizza night.
I'd like to refer that to my attorney.
According to what I see here, Thursday nights are Franconi's pizza night.
Yes, and when Franconi's went out of business, we switched to Graziano's.
That's interesting. Can you just switch restaurants like that, Priya?
A good question, Howard. turns out you can't. According to the document you drew up, Sheldon, the selection of a new takeout restaurant requires public hearings and a 60-day comment period. Were those criteria met?
Bill turned to Sheldon.
No.
This is Greek food? Leonard, you hate Greek food.
Not as much as you.
Fine. I'm nothing if not adaptable.
I got you the lamb kebab.
Thank you.
Sheldon picks up the stick of lamb and reluctantly but defiantly takes a bite. He chews, trying his best to mask his displeasure at the taste.
If you think about it, Greek food isn't that far from Italian food. They share a spice palate. And what a civilization is the Greeks. They gave us science, democracy, and little cubes of charred meat that taste like sweat. Penny. Penny. Penny.
Hey, what's up?
The mean Indian lady tried to make me eat lamb. Congratulations. Pizza night will now be at your apartment. Order one.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm meeting Amy and Bernadette for dinner. You're welcome to tag along.
A girl's night? Oh, I don't know if I'm up for an evening talking about rainbows, unicorns, and menstrual cramps.
Okay, suit yourself. We'll probably be trashing Priya a little.
Shotgun.
Okay, I'd like to propose a toast to a wonderful girl's night out.
Fair warning, we can get crazy.
Yeah, last week we smoked cigars and pretended to be dragons.
Really, Amy? Tobacco and alcohol? Need I remind you not a lot of scientific discoveries were made by people having a good time?
Why did you bring him? He's harshing my buzz.
I felt sorry for him. Priya's giving him a hard time.
Ooh, the Priya bashing starting early. Yay! Okay, what's up with those pantsuits?
I need some context.
Pantsuits suck.
And that opens her up to justifiable ridicule for wearing them. Good one, Bernadette. See? Crazy.
Bernadette lowers her bar stool.
You smell like baby powder.
It's talc. But as that's a primary ingredient of baby powder, I understand your confusion.
Oh, I'm not confused at all. You're like a sexy toddler.
I don't know how to process that.
I do. Amy and Sheldon sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-S-S-I-N-G.
That's too many S's for kissing.
Not if they're doing it for a long time.
Sheldon, have you ever kissed a girl?
Other than my mother, my sister, and my meemaw, no. But in the interest of full disclosure, I was once on a bus and had to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to an elderly nun who passed out from heat exhaustion. Every year I get a Christmas card from her, signed with far too many X's and O's.
That doesn't count. Aren't you even a little curious?
Yeah, you're a scientist. Where is the curiosity?
I'm available for experimentation.
Amy puckers up.
Thank you. Not necessary. We know everything there is to know about kissing. It requires 34 facial muscles and 112 postural muscles.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Give me some sugar, bestie.
Amy kisses Penny.
Certainly glad no one said they were curious about Aztec human sacrifice.
I know. Let's take Sheldon dancing.
Oh, I totally want to see Sheldon dance. I bet he looks like a spider on a hot plate.
No, thank you. But for the record, I'm an excellent dancer, proficient in the rumba, waltz, and cha-cha.
Really?
I don't see why that's surprising. I excel at so many things. You've had my sourdough bread.
Did you take dance lessons?
Against my will. In the South, pre-adolescent children are forced through a process called cotillion, which indoctrinates them with all the social graces and dance skills needed to function in 18th century Vienna.
Oh, we are so taking you dancing.
No, you most certainly are not.
Well, what does your cotillion training say is expected of a gentleman when three ladies ask him to escort them to a dance soiree?
I saved a nun's life. Why am I being punished?
Oh. In a taxi.
Take us someplace we can waltz.
Where you can what?
Waltz. It's a social dance from Austria, choreographed to a 3/4 time signature. Da 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 dum, dun 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 dun.
아 형님 여기 손님들이 waltz 가고 싶었는데 어디 갈까?
뭐라고?
그거 마라라라라 단단 단단.
아, 워츠. 그러면 웨스유카에 3750으로 데리고 가.
아, 고맙다. Here we go.
I kissed a girl and I liked it.
What happened to you?
Sheldon and Amy are doing a rumba in a club where everyone else is Asian. They perform their dance with clinical precision.
Shake it, baby, shake it! Muy caliente, Sheldon!
Care to dance?
Oh, sorry, I'm engaged.
How about you?
Oh, what the hell?
The man plants a hand on Penny's bum. She slides his hand up onto the small of her back.
How come, if we're the smart people, we don't do this every night?
What's 16 times 14?
My burps taste like cranberry juice.
And there's your answer.
Would you like to come in for a nightcap?
If you're referring to the beverage, you know I don't drink. If you're referring to the hat you don while wearing a nightshirt and holding a candle, I have one.
I have Yoo-hoo.
It's hard to say no to Yoo-hoo. The name literally beckons.
Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. Is someone smoking?
Oh, that's just Ricky.
A monkey smoking a cigarette.
You own a smoking monkey?
Don't be silly. He's one of the animals in my department's nicotine addiction study.
What's he doing here?
I'm giving him emphysema. The least I can do is let him hang out and watch cable.
Remarkable. Aren't you worried about secondhand smoke?
A little. The real danger is him biting my face off while I'm sleeping.
Is he deliberately blowing smoke at me?
Yeah, he's kind of an ass.
Thank you. May I share something with you that's troubling me?
Of course. What's rattling around that big bulbous brain of yours?
Priya has essentially nullified my roommate agreement with Leonard, making life in the apartment very uncomfortable for me.
And you want me to kill her? Done.
Of course not.
But I trained Ricky how to smoke. I can train him to shoot a poison dart. No jury would convict us because people love monkeys.
I understand the alcohol has stirred up whatever it is that makes girls go wild. But I really need to talk to Smart Amy now.
Excuse me. Have you considered that your intelligence might be the very thing causing your dilemma?
Amy gives the monkey another cigarette.
No.
What do you think Ricky over here would do if an interloper encroached on his territory?
Well, when challenged, monkeys generally assert their dominance through chasing, assault, and a stylized penile display. A little outside my comfort zone.
You're being too literal. My point is, he would not meekly surrender to the rules, and neither should you.
Are you suggesting I play dirty?
Yes, dirty. Dirty, dirty, dirty. Which brings me to our next order of business.
She plants a kiss on his lips.
Fascinating.
I hope you don't take what I'm about to do as a comment on what we just did.
Amy hurries away. Sheldon turns to the monkey.
Who's to say you shouldn't be dissecting our brains? You really are an ass.
Morning, Sheldon.
Oh, good, you're up. I've written a new and improved roommate agreement that benefits me greatly. I'd like you to sign it.
Why would I want to do that?
Excellent question. Do you remember what happened to the alien played by talented character actor Frank Gorshin in the Star Trek episode Let That Be Your Last Battlefield?
Captain Kirk activated the self-destruct sequence and threatened to blow up the Enterprise and kill them both unless he gave in?
Affirmative. Computer, this is Dr. Sheldon Cooper. Activate self-destruct sequence code 11A2B.
Self-destruct sequence activated.
A 1 minute countdown.
What are you gonna do, Sheldon? Blow up the apartment?
That was my first thought, but all my cool stuff is here.
So what happens when it counts down?
Unless Leonard signs the new agreement in the next 41 seconds, this computer will send an email to your parents in India saying that you're in a secret relationship with the whiter-than-marshmallow-fluff Leonard Hofstetter.
Oh, my God.
What's the big deal?
Trust me, it's a big deal.
Well, they're gonna find out about me eventually, right?
Yeah, of course, just not today.
20 seconds.
Are you ashamed of me?
Of course not.
Then why can't we tell your parents?
Please, don't push this.
He does that all the time, doesn't he? 15.
Okay, fine, Sheldon. You win. Turn it off.
No, he's bluffing.
I never bluff. 10.
It's blackmail.
9.
We give up.
8.
This is ridiculous.
It's a laptop with a full charge. Honestly, what do you see in him?
Okay, give him what he wants, or we're done.
3.
Really?
2.
Okay, I'll sign it.
Self-destruct sequence aborted.
You may have gone to Cambridge, but I'm an honorary graduate of Starfleet Academy.
Sheldon answers a video call.
Good morning, Amy.
Amy looks really hungover.
It most assuredly is not.
Are you experiencing dehydration, headache, nausea, and shame?
Yes. I also found a Korean man's business card tucked into my cleavage. What happened last night?
Oh, memory impairment. The free prize at the bottom of every vodka bottle.
Sheldon.
All right. Last night, you gave me some excellent advice regarding my problem here at home. You kissed me. And then vomited on and off for 40 minutes, following which you passed out on your bathroom floor. I then folded a towel under your head as a pillow, set your oven clock to the correct time because it was driving me crazy, and I left.
Okay. Don't really know where we go from here.
I suggest we treat our relationship as if it were a crashed computer and restore it to the last point we both agree it worked.
Terrific. Thank you. They were out of menthols. Get off my back. Not easy living with a temperamental little primate.
Come on, Priya. Just admit I embarrass you.
You're preaching to the choir, sister.